Luke Perry, 1966 to 2019. Farewell to a Beautiful Soul. The Beverly Hills 90210 star's death sent shockwaves through Hollywood as loved ones reveal the private side of the man they lost too soon. Nearly two decades after Luke Perry's seminal television series Beverly Hills 90210 went off the air, his friendships with his former co-stars endured. Just last week, he texted with close pal Tori Spelling and caught up with Jenny Garth, proudly sharing with her a photo of his 18-year-old daughter, Sophie, who had recently embarked on a volunteer trip to Malawi. It would be the last time they would speak with him. On March 4th, Perry died at age 52 following a massive stroke, leaving his family, friends, and fans reeling from the shock. The family appreciates the outpouring of support and prayers that have been extended to Luke from around the world and respectfully requests privacy in this time of great mourning, read an official statement. Perry suffered the stroke on February 27th and remained hospitalized for 5 days, but according to a source close to the situation, Luke never regained consciousness. He was gone, basically, by the time he got to the hospital. The actor died surrounded by his parents, siblings, fiancée Wendy Madison Bauer, ex-wife Minnie Sharp, and their two children, 21-year-old Jack and Sophie, who rushed home from Africa as soon as she heard about her father's condition. Now his devastated family is left picking up the pieces, as no one can quite fathom saying goodbye to a man who, despite his fame, remained unflinchingly loyal and disarmingly humble, as recognizable for his captivating grin as for love of well-worn pair of Levi's, Luke was the most incredible friend. He was an old school man, stand up and straight shooting, Patricia Arquette, a longtime friend, said in a statement. He was a great talent and was a strong, stalwart man. They will never make another like him. Adds her sister Rosanna to people, Luke was generous and kind, truly a beautiful soul. Coy Luther Perry III was born and raised in the village of Fredericktown, Ohio, to Coy Sr., a steelworker, and Anne, a homemaker.